views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by this universe, and sexy people. Man, do I have a show for you. Man, do I have some information from you. I am so excited about what I have to bring you all today. And it happened during a private session, as we know, when we get together for the truth for ourselves, oftentimes, well, always, we open up expanding truth for all energy, and that's what I'm bringing forward to you today. Before we get started, March 7th, I'm going to be in the Chicago area for an amazing seminar from 9 to 4 on behalf of the Present Moment organization there. So that's March 7th. It'll be at the in the e-blast so that you'll know where to go to register. If you're around the Chicago area and you want to have some live participation with the channel, this is a beautiful opportunity. This is just a beautiful organization, and I'm so thrilled that I'm going to be there with them March 7th. I believe it's actually Libertyville, right out of Chicago. June 5th, 6th, and 7th is Creation Station 1. That's the first complete training of this work. We get together for Friday night and two glorious days in my home here and have a ball and just leave empowered beyond belief. That's June 5th, 6th, and 7th. Creation Station 2 is the advanced training where you actually, I bring people in that have been trained in the work and they work with you. Always an incredible experience. And the Collective Consciousness Weekend that we created this very year was so successful. The participants are going, please, when is it up this year? It's going to be November 6th, 7th, and 8th because, you know, I have a pretty big wedding going on at the end of the summer here. So November 6th, 7th, and 8th will be the Collective Consciousness Weekend, where we come together for the sole intention of doing work on behalf of the collective consciousness and bringing in information to shift all energy. There are payment plans available, but everything must be paid off by the weekend that you want to participate in. So if you want to do CS1, now is the time to sign up if you want to be on a payment plan per week or per month or anything like that. The Urgency of Self-Love webinar, guys, after you hear the information today, you will know how important this is. The Urgency of Self-Love is February 25th with the amazing Patricia Cota Robles. I guarantee you we are going to knock the roof off with this one. If you've ever heard Patricia speak or been in her presence, you know she brings the truth and is the truth. The February special is now closed. We had so many people respond that we're going into March. So good for you that got in and signed up for that. And please join the new website. Please go and let me know your thoughts and see how easy it is to maneuver. And all the sign-ups there, all the free sign-ups are there for the new people that are joining us. Lots of incredibly valuable information throughout the webinars and everything that's offered to you there. So they told me literally right before the show, You know how I always go there. Are we going to the sheets or a book or a song or a movie? I'm not quite sure this is the highest word yet, but it's something around writings that they're, for today anyway, we're going to ask, am I going to a writing? I don't know what that means because it literally just came in. But, you know, we follow the breadcrumbs and we always know. We always get to amazing stuff. So just put in your consciousness today that our intention for this show is to bring in the highest information with the highest understanding, that we want absolutely and are committed to hearing the highest answer. Anything that we may be creating for ourselves, any beliefs or perspectives that we're holding that we need to let go of, we are ready, willing, and able to do that right now in this moment, within this hour, and for all time. We claim that. We direct that. I am divine love around that, and so it is. Okay, so here's the information. Are you ready? Now, don't worry about taking notes because I outlined everything in the e-blast that will go out tomorrow. And if you aren't signed up for the e-blast, go to IMD Wallace and sign up there, and you'll receive it. If you're listening to this after it came out and you want to sign up and get it, sign up and then email us. I just signed up. Please send me the last e-blast. You are going to want to print this. You're going to want to put it up. You're going to want to refer to it and learn to consciously ask yourself these questions if you're hitting any walls, until it becomes second nature. Okay, they're calling this the circle of creation. And they are a circle that continually keeps the information and the understanding expanding out when all of the points of the circle are in alignment, divine love, or source, if you want to call it. When they fall out of alignment, any of them, the circle collapses upon itself. And the picture they gave me is like a drain going down water. If you think of a circle expanding out, like where the energy just keeps rippling out and out and out and out and out, and then you think of the circle imploding on itself and going down a drain, that's what we've been doing by not holding these four things in alignment. And basically what they said is no matter how long we live, whether we live in the body or not, everything, every lesson, every piece of information about energy and creation that we ever want to know, come back to one of these four things, or really come back to the sum total of the perfect circle when all these are alignment. So here we go. Number one that they gave me is the importance of self-love. Now, right there, you see why I'm so excited about this webinar coming up. The importance of self-love. And I went to see James von Prague out here the other night. And, you know, I thought I was going in hopes that Chris or my mom or somebody came through with some information. No, I was there to have every piece of work that we do given validity. Okay, not that I need that, but it was awesomely cool. He got up and he said, I want you to know that the biggest piece of information from people from the other side, all your loved ones are going, love yourself. That's the biggest thing you can do is love yourself. That's the message they want you to get is love yourself. If you've listened to my free past life regression on imdwallace.com, they said the same thing. Love is the most important thing. Love yourself. Okay, the second one, the way it came through is endless love for all energy. Endless love for all energy. So right now, how much do you love your world? How much do you love the people in your world that surround you, that you have to deal with in business? How much do you hold the perspective that the world is love? You see, how much have you criticized yourself already this morning or through the day yesterday. Those things have to be in alignment. Number three, am I living in the present moment? As soon as we lose the present moment and go into fear about the future or judgment of the past or fear of the past, they're saying, the circle collapses upon itself. You must keep yourself in this. In this present moment, am I okay? In this present moment, am I creating? And the fourth thing is holding ourselves in the knowing that we are God and the creators of ourselves. Now, we have to know this, and so we are directing ourselves to know this right now on all dimensions that we exist in, everywhere. That was added yesterday. If any of these things fall out of alignment, we go into stress, which affects our adrenals, affects our health, our immunity, our ability to hold ourselves in health falls away, our immune systems get weakened, and our understanding of how things work and our ability to bring in higher truths stops. So that's why the world is showing up for you for a while, and then it appears like everything goes to hell in a handbasket again. And then you get it back, and you get your focus back. So, again, all of these are outlined in the e-blast and explained more in the e-blast. But right now, we are coming together to claim, I live as the expanding circle of life, which, of course, includes those four things. The other thing that came in, again, during a little private session with someone yesterday, was we discovered that when we love ourselves, we don't love ourselves. So if I love myself, I have to abandon myself. If I love myself, I have to critique myself. If I love myself, I have to find something wrong. If I love myself, I have to not trust the world to protect me, okay, which is not really loving me and allowing me to go into my full power. So we are coming together to claim, you know, you have to direct this yourself. When I love myself, I truly, divinely love myself. I accept myself. I cherish myself. I acknowledge my own magnificence of myself. That is my definition of self-love for myself. And so it is. And I get to go to the call. So hang on to your hats. This is going to be a call this whole hour. All right, Patty, you're up.
Hi, just Hi. Checking in the and see if the channel has any messages for me.
Well, the channel wants to know what messages you have for yourself.
It's about me creating what I want, and it's moment by moment, and that this is happening for a reason. There's a gift, and just keep that knowledge.
The highest place. If we're going to those four things that I just listed, maybe this is what they meant by writings. If we're going to those four places that I mentioned, those four cornerstones, it's the importance of self-love that's the most important for you, Patty.
Okay.
How much do I love myself? How much do I love myself? And how can I love myself more? How can I see myself as special in this world? Because your continual focus on people screwing you over is not loving yourself. And it's certainly not holding in this love for all energy. You'll see the more we work with these, you'll see how they all dovetail back together. Okay? So how's your health? I just want to know how all that's going.
The next step is getting the port put in my chest for the chemotherapy, which I'm scared about.
Okay. So you're out of the present moment because right now you're okay. So the diagnosis was cancer?
Yeah, definitely. They took out the tumor and then they found, they're just worried that some of it broke off and is through my body. So the chemotherapy is, you know, it's preventive.
Sure.
But when I ask my body if there's more, I get a yes.
More what?
More cancer that's, you know, around.
Okay, but you're not directing it to stop
okay.
growing. You're not directing
okay.
it to be contained. You're
okay.
not. You're see, that's what they mean. And now we're going to number four. Are you the God and Creator of your body?
Right now. Yeah. No. And the thing I'm. It's like. I am the director of my body, and no, I don't want to do the chemotherapy, but I don't want to make the mistake of, you know, like not doing it.
No, I would never tell you not to do the chemo, but I am telling you, don't give up your power as the creator over your body while you're doing the chemo. Start now in directing your body to heal right now.
Yes.
And what is the greatest healing force on earth?
Love.
You bet. So accept
okay.
the cancer, love the cancer. You've already gotten the message, they're saying, about what it's about. Thank it. And now let's start saying, okay, all my cells are balanced. They're in harmony. They're working great within each individual cell itself and within all cells in my body. Everything is working in harmony and health. And I love myself enough to create this, okay?
Yes, thank you, dear.
Okay, because fear, you know, and I know this is a challenge, sweetheart, but fear is not going to create what you want. You know that.
Yep.
Our fear about anything feeds it. So this is a beautiful opportunity, they said, for you to stay in the present moment and do the work. Okay?
Okay.
And
thank you.
Let's just all take a moment right now, whether you call it prayer, whether you call it direction of energy, let's just all come together and claim health and self-love, beauty, harmony, and balance for Patty on behalf of this journey, that we are standing in our knowing with her that all is well. And all is in harmony and balance, and so it is. All right, sweet thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And laugh as much as you can, Patty. Goodbye.
Okay.
Okay, Jeannie in Utah. We have a virgin here. Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank
Good.
You for taking the call. Yes, I am the virgin here.
Well, we like virgins because it's... It's new, beautiful energy that wants to be on the ride. So welcome. What can we do for you?
Well, I am Patty's sister, and my husband has manifested diabetes. And so I see the messages that are around me of taking, you know, that we create and that being present.
Okay, so hang on. They're telling me to go to the body book. Wow, I went and I literally, these books are huge, and I opened it to diabetes. So this is where I'm going, but they said this is where I'm not going because you don't really want to hear what the answer is. So can you choose to hear what the answer is? There we go. Okay, you see how quickly she shifted that just with a piece of information. So I'm going here. Here. Okay. They feel bad about my situation. They have a need to be a martyr in a share the misery process. So let's talk about that. Does that resonate about your husband?
Yes, that it's always feeling like he's going to pass because he's got heart issues and whatever. But it's I married my mom. I basically am trying to change somebody, save somebody, and it's, I need to just let it go.
Well, yeah, you do, because otherwise you're doing the martyr thing too.
Right.
And you're going, well, I have to share the misery by helping, you know, save everybody, which is what got him into this predicament in the first place.
Well, and I want to leave, I just want to let everybody go and kind of fly like a bird, because I feel tethered I love them dearly, but I feel guilty if I leave, and I'm not going to leave, but I mean, I just can't.
So, Jeannie, who makes you feel guilty?
Me.
Okay. So the only person you have to work with, honey, is you.
So your message of self-love resonates very well.
Yep. Yep.
And when all the chaos is going on, just keep coming back to self, coming back to the present, coming back to what I create, even though somebody else is creating?
Yes, because you can't create for another person. If he doesn't want to save himself, if he doesn't want to be in health, he won't be, no matter what you do. You can support him, right? But you're never going to create for another person. Anybody that's lived with an alcoholic can tell you that.
Right, and that's what we did. So,
being they want me to go to a core belief, so hang on. This page here. Me too. Okay. Ha! This is great. So the core belief, there's a list of beliefs that are literally locked within our core, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this, the one they're going to for you is, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. That's the way it's written. But they're changing that for you. I'll never be good enough, so I can't leave. So basically, why you can't decide is that you have a belief that if you stay and stay the martyr, you'll finally be good enough in this lifetime.
Mm.
And so if you leave, what feels like guilt for other people is actually guilt for yourself. Oh, my God, I will abandon myself and I'll never know I'm good enough because I'm not giving myself up for the rest of the world. My God, how many of us can resonate with this one? I'm certainly got my hand up. Let me give and give and give and give and give and give myself up and give myself up and give myself up until I don't have anything to give anymore. And then I will finally maybe know that I'm worthy. Oh, my God, you guys, let's just leave this one behind. We were worthy when we came in. There's nothing we have to prove or do. We don't have to sacrifice ourselves anymore for anybody or anything. When we feel like we have to sacrifice ourselves for them, how can we stay in beautiful love for them or ourselves? We're resentful. It's not possible. Are you getting this, sweetheart?
I am. And then it creates another thing when I feel I get resentful, and it's like, well, this is a catch-22, and it's a spiral downward, and that's not what I want to give.
Okay. And so what you have to give is give yourself the permission to know you're enough right now. That's the core thing. I'm enough. And because I'm enough, whatever I choose to give joyfully through love is what's good for me. That's what keeps us healthy. And, you know, we're just taught the opposite, guys. Give yourself up, do yourself in, and maybe you'll win. And it's not the true message. Okay? So for all of us, we're coming together, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around all of this. I am divine love. And I choose to know I am good enough right now, always have been, always will be, and I step forward in self-love around the knowing and experience of that, and so it is. All righty. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart. What a great thing you brought in for everybody. That was awesome. Thank you, Jeannie. Wow. You see how beautiful it is, even with people that are just joining us, that the universe just brings us together. Bob? What's going on, my man?
Okay. I have three things, but it's all related. I'm having dinner with my wife tonight, and I know that she wants to talk about our future and where it's going. I was reminded of a call that we had some weeks ago. The woman who was calling in said, if I do what I want, which is divorce, I destroy other people's lives. And the channel replied to her, why not stay in marriage and be yourself? Now, I want to mention two other things, and then I'll be quiet. My wife is a very religious person, and I came across, again, Corinthians 12:26, which basically talks about the body wanting to be different parts and not caring about other members of the body, and that brings everybody down. And then the third part, are you here?
Right? I'm here. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Then the third, a friend of mine on Friday, and hadn't seen him for years, and one of the things that he about was divorce and its impact on families and sort of erratic behavior. And I picked up the same message last night when I was listening about Princess Diana and what happened to her. Okay.
I have enough. So let's stop and see what the channel has to say. Because you can see, and this is the way it works, everybody. If you are focused on something through a belief system, you will attract everything that supports that. If you are fixated and focused on divorce and defending it or not defending it, or the proof of why it should happen or shouldn't happen, you can turn on the TV and go to a station just flipping channels that has some talk show about divorce and all the tragedies, and it'll go to a commercial on another station that you flip to that is talking about, well, divorce and call these lawyers. You will literally create attracting what you are focused on. And that's where they want to go with you, Bob. What are you focused on? Defending not getting divorced? Or what are you focused on?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, you are energetically making a case for not getting divorced. Would that be an accurate statement?
Accurate.
Okay. That takes your focus directly onto divorce. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. What would be the opposite of divorce that you really, the positive that you really want to create?
Living in a continuing marriage where my wife is free and we have understanding to do this and that, whatever she wants, but at least we're sort of together in a continuing marriage.
Okay, and the big part that you left out of that, based in love.
Love. I say that every day.
Okay.
A loving marriage.
Well, you didn't say it to me that time. And that's the most important thing going into this meeting tonight, is that you do not go in with a defensive attitude. You go into love.
Yep.
And softness. One of the things that she's reacting to in your marriage, Bob, is your outlook of the world and your belief that the world is a good place, and you're kind of angry at the world right now. And I think maybe we've touched on that for you at other times. And the other thing they want you to know is they don't care if another person, they don't care what religion they are. And the Pope actually came out and said that last week. You know, it's not anybody's job to judge anybody else's religion. It's your opportunity to allow them to experience whatever they want to experience while you experience yours. Now, is she telling you that she doesn't want to be with you because you're not going to the same church she's going to?
No, I can't get to the bottom of it. I don't know what the reasons are.
Okay, well, the channel's going to give you one right now, the biggest one. Sheets, book. Well, we're going to the writings. Okay, are we going to, all right, we're going to what we One, two. You don't live in the present moment. That's the biggest thing. You're always going, oh, what if this happens, and what if this happens, and what if this happens? And it's just too much fear for her. She wants to live in the peacefulness that her God is taking care of everything. Now, does that resonate when I say that? Does that resonate for you?
Yes.
Okay.
She's careful.
Okay. So that's, do whatever you can for the rest of the day to get yourself in that state of peacefulness, of I know that everything's going to be okay, and we're going to be okay. And God, because in our terms, she's God, you're God, the all thought and experience is God. So you're not using a term or a word that doesn't mean anything to you. God will guide us, sweetheart.
Got it.
In living in this love and peacefulness.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm not getting anything else, but that was a beautiful thing for all of us. That touched on something in my own life that really helped, Bob. So thank you for bringing that in. You bet. And thank you to Bob also. He's so generously allowed Lanny and I to stay in his beautiful apartment in New York while we're there for the toy fair. And again, a few of us are getting together there. If you're in the New York area, let me know if you'd like to join us. Okay, Susan in Niagara Falls, what's up, baby?
Well, as you know, I have a new love in my life.
Yes, congratulations. You have been trying to create that ever since you've been working with us. So, yippee.
Yippee. However, there are some challenges that I'm facing with him.
Well, always, honey. That's what relationships are about. Oh, they're telling me right now to have you listen to the 15-minute channel that Abraham Hicks has on relationships. I don't know if it's on their website, but it's in the CD that's in the back of one of their latest books. It's an amazing CD, guys. I use these channels all the time. They're like 15 minutes, and there's deep breathing with them. There's a lot of information on the relationship webinar also, but that's off the website now. So let's see. There's one again, and we're going back to the list, okay? Okay. There's a misunderstanding or a confusion when it comes to relationships, and I think, again, we're speaking for all of us here, around knowing that we are God and our own creators. So when we're in a relationship, how does that work? That we love ourselves enough to express what is important to us and what we need. We love the other energy, in this case, our significant other, enough to listen to what they have to say and what their needs are. We stay in the present moment, in this moment right now. How do we come together so both of us can experience what we want, and therefore we stay as our own creators, each of us? So Now give me one thing, only one thing that you're challenged with right now.
It feels off balance because we try to talk some stuff and it ends up into a bickering fight. It seems as though when I say what I need, he interrupts and turns it around against me and just turns the tables at me, like what I feel or whatever's going on, that I'm treating him badly because I want to express myself.
Okay, all right, I got it. So we're going back to the same thing that we went to for Jeannie. I'll never be good enough. And yours is the original statement. So we got a theme going here, as we often do. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. And if we have that belief, guys, the belief always comes before the demonstration. So basically the channel says you are reacting to him because you have to set up leaving this relationship, which you've been trying to create for a long time, because you don't think you're good enough to have it. Highest, most correct, most complete. And I say this with love, Susan, ever since I've worked with you, your belief in yourself and your love for yourself and your deservingness for yourself has always been the core of everything.
There's one more thing too, Dee. And that is he smokes pot and he wants to try other drugs in the future, and that doesn't set well with me.
Okay, well then he's not the guy for you. Move on.
You created him,
you'll create somebody else. But you don't move into a relationship where you're going, I'm not being honored here, and this is not where I want to go with my life. Now, if you can allow him to go there, and he will allow you not to go there, and you're okay with that, then that's okay. But that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that's not a place that I want to go down, and they want me to bring in the money and remind you that drugs cost a lot of money, and none of that money should be yours.
That's true. I agree, and he gets that from his friend for free. I feel as though he's taken advantage of me. He basically moved in and has been here.
Well, he moved in because you let him move in, Susan.
I know that.
Okay, well, I don't know what the laws in New Jersey are, but you better be pretty careful, because if he's moved his stuff in and he's there a certain time, you will never be able to legally get him out without evicting him, which he can fight for 2 years, at least in California. So you better become conscious. And what I mostly want to say is acknowledge yourself for creating a relationship, and then celebrate that he brought in a lot of the things that you clearly don't want. It's like looking for a house. Okay, this isn't the house I want to live in, but now I know what to be a lot more clear about when I'm looking for the house next time. So he served you. Don't berate yourself.
And no.
You got to make a decision here, though, sweetheart, because you don't want to let this go on too long time-wise.
No, I know that. And
okay.
I feel so.
You know, but you have to take responsibility. He didn't just move in. You knew what
was
happening.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know.
So protect yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
All right,
yes.
Darling. Thank you for calling. You know, that's the most important thing about this work, guys, is we don't let ourselves get away with bullshit. We just don't. We take responsibility, you know, for what we're doing. Okay, we're going to Sharon in Salt Lake. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Sherry.
Sorry, darling.
Yeah, that's okay. It is like, I don't know, I'm really, really nervous right now, and I can't shake
it. Yes, it's anxiety. Why are you anxious? What are you anxious about?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. And I'm
okay, sheets. But give me a song.
Happy.
Well, yeah, you can't be anxious if you're happy. So let's go to why are you unhappy?
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
And they're saying, really, you don't need to know, Sherry.
Okay.
You just need to go, well, if I don't know, then I'm not doing this. This is just, they're saying they think your hormones are a little out of balance. Which, you know, if our estrogen or progesterone or any of that gets out of balance, it feels emotional when it's really physical.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's all direct our hormones to be in balance right now, working harmoniously within themselves and with each other. And now they want to go to what threw your hormones off sheets. Okay, we're going back to our list. You're not living in the present moment. So if I asked you where in your life are you worried about the present, I mean worried about the future or the present or the past, okay, I'm being corrected, what would it be?
That I'm worried about?
Yeah.
Well, still getting my family back and money issues and stuff, but...
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
That's taking you out of your creation of the present moment being calm and peaceful. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
They're showing us how everything that we're asking about, if you stop... All right, everybody take your issue right now and ask... Am I loving myself by worrying about this stuff or thinking about it or reacting like I am? Am I loving myself in this moment right now? Am I loving, which means also trusting all other energy in endless love around my issue right now in this moment? Right now in this moment, have I allowed myself to forget that I'm in control of myself mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally? Am I knowing in this moment that I'm the creator and I'm going to choose whether I am anxious or not?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I seem like I have just less control.
Yes, and if
yeah.
we've lost control, it's because we've given it up, usually through fear. And fear happens when you leave the present moment. And then you stop loving yourself and you start being in fear of other energy. And this will be ultimate empowerment for all of us if we can stop and go, okay, and ask ourselves those four questions. That's why I said, get the e-blast, print it, put it up until you can remember what they are and just go through them if you hit a wall. This is going to stop creating our patterns of in and out, have it, don't have it, I'm okay, I'm not okay. This is literally the circle of creation that we all have been waiting for. Put in an easy and effortless 4 points that we can bring ourselves back to.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay,
so
love
much,
you.
Sharon. I love you, too. I love you all. My God, what a call, huh? Of course, we always say that. Somebody called me and said, you know, Dee, every call we do, I feel like it's a mini webinar. And I'm feeling the same way about our calls now. Jackie in Florida, you're on. Hi, honey.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I have had vertigo for weeks and weeks, and wondered what you have to tell me about that.
Well, they'd like a song, please.
Oh, a song.
Any song that comes in, sweetheart.
Love Me Tender.
Okay. Again, if we go through the 4 points, it's about loving yourself. So where are you falling out of tenderly loving yourself? First of all, accept the vertigo and don't judge it. So where are you falling out of self-love for yourself?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
I guess all this, when we say self-love, you know, what does that really look like?
Well, it looks like how many times do you criticize yourself about something? That's the first step. Because that's
okay.
Not self-love. How many times do you give yourself up for somebody else? That's not self-love. Hold on, I'm going to vertigo while we're talking. This is where I'm going. Okay. Flying off in all directions at once, they are being inundated with mental confusion and flighty, scattered thinking due to outside pressures. They are refusing to look at things directly and squarely in the eye. They feel threatened by life's demands and realities. So does that apply?
Yes.
Okay. Well, stop it.
Yeah, well, stop it. Yeah, I've been, that's
okay,
not,
so I'm focused. I am loving myself enough to look at everything directly and accept it. I am easily handling life's demands and realities. And I am, the highest word is focused. They just keep giving that to me. If you're focused, you're not flying off in all directions. Okay, we're all handling way too much right now. But we're handling way too much. There's two points they're giving me right now. One, to prove we're worthy.
Right.
And two, because it's that martyrdom thing again. Oh, my God, how much can I handle? But that's a perspective. People that are really, really successful go, wow, I love handling all this shit. This is awesome. So it's a shift in perspective that we all have to move into. Do you understand, Jackie?
I do understand, Dee, yep.
Okay. All right. So what's the opposite of being dizzy to you?
Calm, floating.
Okay, and focused.
And focused.
They want you to focus on the word focused.
Okay.
I am focused is your highest claim. So we're all coming together to say, I am focused, and so it is. All right, baby, thank you.
Thank you, Dee.
Wow, all righty. This is such an interesting call. We're going to Lauren in New Mexico. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I've already heard so much, but I want to ask you this. I'm a body worker, and probably 20 years ago in a session, I received information that the body doesn't have to age, deteriorate, and die. And I got so excited about that, and I really... I decided I wanted to prove that in my own life, and I feel like things were going really well until 2 years ago. I became really ill, and came very close to leaving my body. Now I've passed through that. I'm not as strong as I was or want to be, but I'm wondering what I did to create that and what was the purpose in creating that illness.
Okay, I got your answer already.
Okay.
You created that so that you could understand that you didn't really believe it was possible. And so you had to show yourself the belief that you had to bring in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And they want me to reiterate again. The demonstration of your life comes after the belief systems and the perspectives that you hold. So as soon as you said you got the information, I got a yes. Is it true and accurate information? Absolutely. Do we believe it? Not yet.
Yeah, not so much. Yeah. So I was trying to prove it instead of believing
it. Create it.
Is that what you were saying? Yeah, yeah.
You were trying to prove it instead of creating the belief that you had to hold in order to prove it.
Oh, okay.
You understand? They're showing me James von Prague again, and he's saying, at the very beginning, he said, I can tell you what you need to do right now to bring your beloveds in is not to try.
Okay.
Don't go, you know, come on, husband, come on, husband, come in.
Yeah.
I'm,
uh-huh.
You know. He
right.
said, your job is to just, and again, I reiterate, to just hold the state of love and allow it to be created as it needs to be created.
Okay.
And he made a good point. He said a lot of times people are so focused
mm-hmm.
on who they want to come in that the person who needs to come in and really wants to come
oh.
in for them
mm-hmm.
can't get through.
Right.
Now, I want to expand on that in life. So the thing we really, really want that we're focused on, we're actually pushing away because we're going, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to frickin' make this happen.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Okay. Well, I think
yeah.
we all can, you know. I think we all can,
yes.
Lauren. So
okay.
we're all directing ourselves to allow the greatest manifestation of divine love around what the universe already knows we want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay?
I don't have to
I
tell it every day.
I am divine love around all of that. What, darling?
Right. I said I don't have to tell it every day what I want.
Yeah, it
I
knew
mean, because
before you told
my,
it.
It's in my very being. Right, right.
So the more you feel what it would feel like, which is euphoria, they're saying,
mm-hmm.
feel what it feels like to live forever and know that what if we lived in the experience of never having to fear illness or death in our
mm-hmm.
physical form?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, that was
you can feel
wonderful.
That already.
Yes.
It's
uh-huh.
just, oh, wow, well, there's three-fourths of my anxiety gone right there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And which
yeah.
they're saying also, they want you all to understand money and our financial worlds are a part of that existence and safety. You know, how am I going to live forever if I don't
right.
have enough money
right.
on this plane? So
yes.
the anxiety over money cancels out the knowing that we're living mm-hmm. forever easily mm-hmm. and effortlessly and joyfully. Because mm-hmm. who wants a body if they can't support the body?
Right. Exactly.
So, all of those little tiny hidden agenda things are lurking
mm-hmm.
there. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Instead of going to our love place, experiencing the love thing, using the red dot or the love hover, and just
mm-hmm.
living, that's the experience when you can live and expand the experience of love, that's what it will feel like when we know we never have to worry about illness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wonderful, yes.
Invoking
yes.
I am divine love around that, and so it is.
Yes.
I cannot believe. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
It is the end of the hour. My God, what an amazing, well, this is just the beginning of what's going to happen on the webinar, because you see it's all about love. But then I've known that for a long time. And it's interesting, now you all that are hooked into getting a lot of emails from a lot of healers, you're starting to see, oh, talk about love more and the importance of love. I just think it's hysterical. So good work, everybody, because you've rippled it out so much that even the other healers are getting the importance of it and bringing it out front to their listeners now. We have done a good job in our work. Okay. Think about where you want to come play with me this year. Love to see you in Chicago or at one of the training sessions, and for sure the urgency of self-love. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves, guys. Oh, my God. Love yourselves more and more and more and more. Live. What can I do every morning, you ask yourself, to love myself more, because you know that's what creation is all about. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.